Okay, can you give me your name and where you're from?
Matt Keppel from Makeable.
Can you give me your name and where you're from?
Matt Keppel from Makeable.
And why are small local community organizations important for a thriving civil society?
That's a good question. Do you mind if I look at the questions with wine, just so I have a bit?
Why are small local community organizations important for a thriving civil society?
Small local organizations are important for a thriving civil society because they often have really good connections to the local people who need the help, and larger, say, national charities might not have those same relationships at a grassroots level. Also, at a local level, people are very motivated by seeing change in their local area. So very often they'll work very hard, often for very little money, maybe not even being commissioned to run a service, but they'll just do it because they see that need. So I feel that they are very much like the backbone of society, and it is essential that they're able to keep doing what they do and get the funding for what they do, which often means being able to communicate the impact of what they do. But they are essential, and there are no doubt millions of people who rely on the services they provide.
And what did you come to share with Impact Allowed attendees today?
Today at Impact Allowed, I've been focused on helping organisations understand how to put together a theory of change, because often small organisations in particular are struggling to communicate the impact of what they're doing. And the theory of change methodology is a very practical way of communicating and even measuring the extent to which you are making a difference to people's lives. So that's what the focus of my session has been.
What are your top tips from the session for your listeners, or our listeners?
My top tips from the session today are, it's mostly three. On the one hand, be very clear about who your beneficiaries are. It's probably beyond just the people who you help directly, family members or friends, or even the broader community at large might also be your indirect beneficiaries, so don't be afraid of talking about them as your beneficiaries. Second, look broadly at what the outcomes are that you're achieving. Don't just settle for the outcomes that your team identify in perhaps a theory of change workshop. Also take that next step of doing interviews with your beneficiaries, running focus groups with them to understand what additional outcomes you might be achieving. And then thirdly, be bold about communicating the difference that you are making. And that's as important externally as it is internally. And even when that then shows up, perhaps that there are bottlenecks or problems in the approach that you're taking and you're not getting the full results and the impact that you want, don't be afraid of that. Use that data internally as a springboard for coming up with new ways and new ideas to improving the way that your program is run.
And what's been the highlight of Impact Allowed for you?
I always love meeting people from new organizations. So far it's just been a case of seeing new people and being able to connect with them and seeing them have that light bulb moment of, oh, actually, thinking about my theory of change and my impact isn't as difficult as I once thought it was. So that's been the highlight for me.
Sorry, I got held up and I'm like,